Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, when it comes to color, are you one of those people who say, I'm just comfortable with the way things are, whether we're talking about your house or talking about your clothes or somebody else's clothes in your family? Or are you one of those people who likes to kind of be on the edge and know what the newest thing is and at least add something to your wardrobe or your house in that color? Well, it was interesting when I came to work this morning and there's Becky Mosier in the hottest color this season, and that's magenta. Yes, the all black, the all gray are not quite out there so much, although of course they're still there, but magenta, hot pink, honeysuckle, those colors are the hottest colors. And are we talking about colors just for women? They tell me the Tyrax in New York are filled with hot pink and magenta ties for the guys. And of course, we were just discussing here that, you know, the colors for men are not that much different than they are for women anymore. Lots of men have a lot of bright colors, pastel colors. You know, the color trends apply to basically everything. They're not so divided. And that is true for the housing market also. And magenta and hot pink are also out there in the housing market. One of the kind of out there style magazines for furnishings features a big paint splash on their front cover that's in magenta. Another one has a picture of a fireplace that has a background of sort of a softer pink, not quite so bright. And supposedly in one of the, you know, again, upstyle hotels that always wants to be on the cutting edge, it was proposed by their designer that they have hot pink in their lobby and rooms, and some of the board members didn't quite agree with that. So instead of hot pink, they're now putting in magenta. For some reason, even though those colors are very close to each other, that sounded, I guess, better than hot pink. Well, color is an interesting world, and it's always fascinating to me of the names that they come up with, because that's part of the new colors are the new names. They may be very similar to colors that we've had in the past. Well, there's no new color under the sun. It just is new in our what's featured in our businesses, whether that's home or in clothing or wherever there is color. Probably the only thing that stays the same, as I'm saying, that are green tractors, orange tractors, red tractors. You know, once they start a color, they're pretty much there forever. And when you say an orange tractor, you know that that's an Alice Chalmers. Well, back to our colors for clothes and rooms. Some of the replacements for gray, supposedly one of the first sentences I read is gray is out. Well, gray, as the word gray may be out, but you will have choices like gray onyx, also smoky quartz, or perhaps quarry, or Orchid Hush is a gray with just a teeny little bit of lavender in the background. So when we say gray is out, it's just called something different, and it may have a little different tone than it had before, but for most of us, probably no big deal. The other thing that was mentioned is that, you know, you just were dressed from top to toe in black and you were in. You just added a few accessories. Supposedly, that's pretty much out. If you're out there in the fashion scene, what you're going to have on instead of all black is a bright magenta cocktail dress. So it's really interesting. Now, the thing that goes with that, of course, when you have a color like that, is that it's probably not going to stay around for five seasons. Black is always going to be appropriate. Magenta, not so much so. And for some people, that's why they like it, because they're the people who like the new, like the change, and want to always be doing whatever supposedly is new. I want to mention who decides what's new, and then we'll come back a little more to some more colors. Somebody has to decide, because it is across business, across industry. The colors are both furnishings and clothing. Wherever you look at colors almost, they are going to be similar. And one of the reasons for that, of course, is when you start talking about dyes and where the manufacturers, the processors get colors, it's easier if you don't have a million to choose from, if you, rather than that kind of narrow it down to those that are supposedly in. So there's a group called the Pantone Color Institute, and they survey the designers of New York Fashion Week to identify the most directional colors. And there are also many other groups that study colors and will determine the colors now that would be coming in several years ahead. You can't decide in January what the color is going to be in the fall. Those colors are talked about and discussed much ahead of that. So much of this work then is done not just on, well, I happen to like that color, but they look at the economic trends, they look at what's happening in the world. It's quite a philosophic discussion when it comes to deciding what the color trends are. But they affect all of us because that's what we're going to have available to us when we go to shop for our homes or our clothes. Remember when olive green was the color and we still see that in some homes? Well, you know, there was that group said these are the colors that are going to be in and those are the colors that are available. One of the things that is maybe a little more out there right now is more combination of colors and combination of textures. We're seeing lots more fur and the rough textures. So the combinations of color harmonies and the textures are something that gives us more variety. And saying texture, one of the things that supposedly is going to be in for men is elbow patches. Remember all those elbow patches on sweaters and coats that originally were there to cover up frayed elbows? Well, now they're a fashion statement. So that would be in one of the colors of the year as well as the textures. The colors are more vivid, and part of that is sort of a trend because of the downward economy. People are wanting to get out of that, and so more bright, vivid colors are in. Well, some of the other colors related to the, like the beige, that what I just call beige family, one of the colors that you'll see is bamboo, and it's supposedly it's like a filtered sunset on the waning days of fall. Don't you just love the way people write these? Bamboo is a standout yellow with a subtle green undertone, so it has some brightness to it. Also related to that, ember glow is a traditional autumn tone, and it has lots of warmth, of course, because yellow and red, which would create that ember glow, are warm colors. Cedar is a versatile mid-tone neutral green, but relates to a dark forest color. So that's I think red, I think brown, but no, this cedar is green. Deep teal is another tone that will be actually what I call turquoise, related to teal, is one of the colors that's most attractive on the wider population. If you want to choose a color and you say, oh, is this color going to be one that makes me look good? Well, if you choose a turquoise or a teal, it's probably going to be one of those colors that will look good on you. For some reason, with most of our skin tones, that's what's going to happen. And some other colors, beeswax, that's kind of a yellow color. Another one is regatta. Now, if you think about regatta, that's blue because regattas relate to the sailboats. And silver gold, that's one color, not just a combination of colors. How about phlox? Love that. Phlox, of course, is a deep purple that is often added to neutrals for a bit of drama. So, color, very, very interesting. And color is important to us whether we realize it or not. Color has some psychological effects on all of us. Even if we don't know what color it is, if we don't have a name for it, we don't outwardly think about what that color does for us, color does have a great deal of psychological effects on us. And people in business and so on study those things in order to market items to you, in order to do settings where they want to do business. All of that is very much a study of color. And color is an unending variety. When you start mixing the colors on the color wheel, It is just unending, the colors that you can come out with. The artists know that, and if you've done any craft work or a lot of our 4-H members, of course, do work with color, you begin to find out that color is very fascinating. So you may be one of those people who put on your jeans and the shirt, any T-shirt that's handy, maybe a free one, and you're comfortable in that, and that's okay. Or you may be one of the people who want to be right on the cutting edge. If you are, you better go buy something magenta. Until next time, here is a thought. Friends are like balloons. Once you let them go, you might not get them back.